Let's continue by reading John chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. In these three verses, we see another division among the Jews, this time because of the sayings of Christ. John chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, "He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" All right, once again, some background notes. In verse 19, we read, "Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings." This is the third time in the Gospel of John that we read of a division among the Jews. Back in chapter 7, in verses 40 through 43, we read, "Therefore, many of the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, 'Truly, this is the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was?' So there was a division among the people because of him." This was a division because of his person. Then in John chapter 9, verse 16, we read again of a division among the Jews. John 9 and verse 16. "Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, 'This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath.' Others said, 'How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?' And there was a division among them." This division was because of his works, his miracles. And now here in John chapter 10 and verse 19, we read of a division among the Jews for the third time. This time, it's because of the words of Christ, his sayings. Now, when it says, "because of these sayings," there in verse 19, what particular sayings are being referred to? Well, it's the sayings in the discourse about the shepherd and the sheep that are being referred to here. And it's particularly the Lord's claims to deity in the discourse that are being referred to. If the Lord had just given a nice little story about sheep and a shepherd, there would have been no division among the Jews. But the fact that the Lord referred to himself as the one true shepherd, and that he was going to lay down his life for the sheep, and that he had power in himself to come back to life again, these were claims to being God. These were claims either of a man who was insane or the claims of someone who was more than a man. The fact that he had healed a blind man from birth, a miracle we see that they had to admit took place, certainly could not have been done by someone who was deluded. And so we see that there was a division among them. Well, you know, that same division will take place today when the claims of Christ concerning his deity are analyzed. And that really brings us to our doctrinal point for today. One doctrinal point for today, and it's this. If Jesus was not more than a good man, he was a bad man or a madman. If Jesus was not more than a good man, he was a bad man or a madman. Now, that statement may shake you at first, but it's a very logical statement. As Christians, we know that Jesus was more than a good man. He was God. He is God. But we can show unbelievers, logically, Jesus had to be God, because if he wasn't God, then he was either a liar, a bad man, or a lunatic, a madman. The unbeliever cannot conclude logically that Jesus was just a good man. He was either more than a good man, or else he lied, or he was insane, deluded. Now, I'm sure some of you have seen this liar, lunatic, or Lord logic diagram. You can get it out of Josh McDowell's books and so forth. In case you haven't seen the diagram, or even heard this liar, lunatic, or Lord argument, I'll talk you through it. Because this division of the Jews here in John chapter 10 can definitely be shown from this logic argument. All right, let's start the argument. Everyone agrees that Jesus was a real person who lived in history. He is not a legend. But now, what about his claim to be God? Did he make that claim or not? Well, the evidence is overwhelming that Jesus made the claim to deity, that Jesus made that claim that he was God. Not only biblical evidence, but extra-biblical evidence as well. As to the biblical evidence, this Gospel of John that we're studying is loaded with statements that our Lord made claiming deity. Remember what Philip asked in John chapter 14. I'm reading John chapter 14, verses 8 through 11. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." And then back in John chapter 8, verses 56 through 59, we read that the Lord said to the Pharisees, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, 'You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?' Jesus said to them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.'" That's the divine title from the Old Testament. "Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by." Let me tell you, they didn't pick up stones to throw at the Lord Jesus because he said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." You follow that? He's claiming to be God. He claimed to be God. That's why they picked up stones to stone him. And now here also in John chapter 10, if you go over to verses 30 through 33, you see the Lord's definite claim to being God, his claim to deity. John 10, 30, "I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, 'Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me?' The Jews answered him, saying, 'For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God.'" The Jews did not stone people for ethical statements like "turn the other cheek" or "love your neighbor as yourself." No, they stoned people for blasphemy. Those who made claims to being God, they considered that blasphemy, and rightly so. That's why they picked up stones to stone Jesus, because he had made a claim that he was God. Clearly, the biblical evidence is that Jesus claimed to be God. Now, what about extra-biblical evidence? What about extra-biblical sources? They're definitely available, showing that Jesus claimed to be God. I think the best are the early Jewish sources, ancient sources, like the Talmud. In these ancient Jewish writings, Jesus is not only acknowledged as having lived, but having done the miracles as well. Did you know that? You can go outside the Bible and get documentation that Jesus did miracles. The Talmudic writings of the Jews certainly attest to his miracles. They say he did it by a different power, but they don't deny the miracles. They don't try to do what the modern liberal does, say he didn't do them or water them down. Oh no, not the ancient Jewish sources. They didn't accept him as the Messiah, but they did not deny his miracles. Now, when it comes to the claims that Jesus made, these early Jewish sources say that he beguiled and deceived the people. That's the way they put it. Remember that Judaism did not accept Christ as the Messiah. But why do they say he beguiled and deceived the people? You don't beguile or deceive people for saying, "Love your neighbor as yourself," or for saying, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself." The Jews would never say he beguiled or deceived the people for statements like that. Clearly, the evidence is that Jesus claimed to be God, both from your biblical sources as well as your extra-biblical sources. All right, now you're following the argument, right? So he did claim to be God. Well, if Jesus claimed to be God, but he wasn't God, he can't be a good man or a great human leader. He can't be. A person really has only three options at that point. He is either Lord or a liar or a lunatic. If he claimed to be God, but that claim was false, and he knew the claim was false, then he lied. He was a liar, a bad man. But the record of Jesus of Nazareth is anything but the record of a liar. Liars are notorious for lying to protect themselves. They're not self-giving people as Jesus was. If Jesus claimed to be God, but that claim was false, and he did not know the claim was false, then he was beside himself. He was insane. He was deluded. He was demonically possessed. That's exactly what some of these Jews concluded here. Again, verse 20, many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? So again, the record of Jesus of Nazareth is anything but the record of a deluded person or a demon-possessed person. Insane people are not balanced. They're not concerned for others as Jesus was. And as many of the Jews concluded here, as we read again verse 21, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? So the only logical conclusion then is that Jesus was and is Lord. And now a person must logically accept or reject. So no one can logically conclude that Jesus was just a good man. If Jesus was not more than a good man, he was a bad man or a madman. Now we know, as believers, that he was more than a good man. He was God. He is God, of course. But we can show the unbeliever that they must logically conclude, there's no other option, that Jesus, if he wasn't more than a good man, he was either a bad man, he lied, or a madman. He was deluded. Practical application. Let's not lose our logic advantage. Let's not lose our logic advantage. How many of you have unbelieving friends or no unbelievers who would say that they believe that Jesus existed, but he was just a good man? How many have heard that argument before? I mean, we all know people like that. Well, the next time you witness to them, don't lose your logic advantage. They cannot take that position. That Jesus was just a good man is an untenable position. It's not logical. Don't let them off the logic hook. We have the logic advantage on our side here. Let's not lose it. There's no way Jesus was just a good man. If he wasn't who he said he was, namely God, he either lied or was deluded. Force your unbelieving skeptic friends to see that. They cannot rest in the position that Jesus was just a good man. Force them to that point, that they can't rest in that position. Let's not lose our logic advantage.